You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Wednesday, December the 3rd is International Day of Persons with Disabilities. Bloomsbury Football Foundation has partnered with Tottenham Hotspur Football Club to mark the occasion in the UK with the Blind and VI Football Festival 2025. Joining me now from Bloomsbury Football is Shayna Holmes, Senior Special Projects Coordinator. Shayna, welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hi there, great to be here.
Well, Shayna, tell us about what you've got planned for the festival on December the 3rd.
Yeah, so it's going to be a super exciting, amazing day. I mean, we're very conscious that for many blind and partially sighted young people, they may have not had that many opportunities to experience playing football, and we hope that the day can be a really warm introduction to the game. So as a result, the event is designed to cater to all abilities and levels of familiarity with football. So whether you're, you know, a pro, you've been playing, maybe you have a weekly session near you, or maybe you haven't actually been able to experience playing football before, it should be a super, super fun event nonetheless.
And the festival is taking place at the training ground of Tottenham Hotspur in Enfield. Tell us what those facilities are like. They're quite special, aren't they?
Yeah, they have amazing facilities. It's a really pristine astroturf grass, and then you have a covering over it. So even though it's, you know, cold during the winter at the moment, you should be nice and toasty in there. So it should be really comfortable, and just, you know, give us that beautiful protected space. And it's just an amazing experience to be down at, you know, that kind of facility. It's not every day that you get to step onto, you know, a Premier League team's venue, where, you know, their first team train and their academy players train. So it should be a really cool experience, even just from that perspective.
And who will be leading these training sessions?
Yeah, so we have an experienced team of coaches who are specialized in working with blind and partially sighted players. We have a team of about 15 coaching staff who come down to the day. This includes one of our lead coaches, Owen Locke, who is a blind England football player. He's a sighted player who plays in goal for the team, and he'll also be bringing down his teammate F.A. Shimwell, who will be kind of giving a talk at the beginning and meeting all the kids on the day. And he's also a superstar on the England team.
And outside of the festival, Shayna, tell us a bit about some of the other work that Bloomsbury Football is doing in London.
Yeah, so Bloomsbury Football is a young people's charity. Our main goal is to break down the barrier to playing football for all young people in London. So we have specific provision for young people with disabilities. So I manage our program, which runs pan-disability sessions, as well as sessions for blind and partially sighted players. We also do a lot of work breaking down like the economic barrier. So we have a financial assistance model. So any people, any families, young people who want to get into playing football, but maybe that's a barrier for them, they can apply for that. So yeah, that's what makes us a charity. And so our whole aim and our whole mission is, you know, a little bit more than just delivering really high quality football. It's also making it sure that everyone can access it, no matter their background.
And why was it important for Bloomsbury to mark International Day of Persons with Disabilities like this with a festival?
Yeah, so as I was saying before, there are unfortunately much fewer opportunities for young people with disabilities to get involved with sport. So this is just a really, really amazing opportunity that we can give for them to either have that first contact with football, or meet other young people if they've been playing football themselves. Meet other young people who may have, you know, similar impairments to them, and have that kind of team community feel, which I think is kind of quite difficult when you're playing either in a mainstream provision or in smaller groups. So yeah, we're looking at having kind of a big festival environment and getting them all together to celebrate this day, because they're there not despite their impairment, but because their impairment that you have this like amazing opportunity.
And who can take part in the festival itself? Do you need to have played football before? Do you need to have a certain level of fitness, or be a certain age?
So the event is open to any young people who have any kind of visual impairment between the ages of 3 and 25. So that's quite a large age range. And we are expecting people with quite a large range of sightedness and visual impairment. So it's really, really open. Even if you have special educational needs or anything like that, young people from all kind of abilities are welcomed. If, as I said, even if it's your first time playing football, first time really getting involved in sports, we'll be breaking football right down to the basics. So there'll be kind of how to move within a blind football format, how to run, how to communicate with others. That'll be all kind of broken down in our activity station. So it should be really, really accessible. And even if you've never played before, we have our coaches on hand, which will be right there to support you and like kind of meet you where you are. So I hope that all young people will feel that they are welcome and feel that they can, you know, really make the most of the day.
Well, where can people find out a bit more information about the Blind of the Eye Football Festival 2025 and sign up to secure their place?
Yeah, so we have our registration online. If you search up Blind of the Eye Football Festival 2025, the registration is hosted on Luma, which is Luma. And that's just the platform that we're using for this event.
And are there other opportunities from Bloomsbury Football to get involved with blind and VI football if you're not able to make it on the day itself?
Yeah, so we also deliver a monthly session in partnership with RSBC, which is the Royal Society for Blind Children, and that's based in Euston, and that's for young people aged 11 to 25. We also run a weekly session as Bloomsbury Football ourselves for blind and partially sighted players aged 7 to 16, and that's in Camden on a Monday evening. So we have between those that weekly and that monthly session, hopefully we can get people in London involved more in playing football across the board.
And it's important to mention as well that there's no charge to taking part of the festival.
Yes, the festival is completely free.
Well, good luck to everyone taking part in the Blind and VI Football Festival 2025 on Wednesday, December the 3rd. Sheena Holmes, Senior Special Projects Coordinator at Bloomsbury Football. Thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.